Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Trinity Sunday, and from England we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars, in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is Perfectly From, Perfectly For, Perfectly With.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one who believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son. The Gospel of the Lord. Back in the 70s, I went to Glasgow University, and at that time it was not clear what the next big thing was going to be, the next big philosophy which would transform the world. What was clear is what the last big thing had been. That was what was loosely called existentialism. Already past its best, it was a philosophy of the late 40s, 50s, post-war. And also, like most of these isms, was rather an umbrella carrying under its shelter all sorts of writers who probably didn't agree with each other very much. The most famous existentialist was Jean-Paul Sartre. Cool guy, cool image. Jean-Paul sat in his cafe in the Left Bank in Paris, cigarette hanging from his lip, tapping away, thinking deep thoughts. As I say, I don't know how many people are interested in Sartre now. He himself seemed to abandon his own philosophy, having given up existentialism for Marxism of a sort. But that's another story. However, I did take the trouble to read Sartre. And his philosophy is actually rather simple, but I think also a bit crazy. He said there is being, and being divides into two types of being. Being in itself, en soi, in French, being for itself, pour soi, in French. Always sounds better if you quote the original language. And by that he means there's basically rational being, which is for itself, and then there's everything else, which is just being in itself, which is presumably no awareness of its own existence. Well, and that's quite a clever, simple distinction. What's wrong with it, I think, is that being for itself is never for itself. At least that's what we learn from our Christian teaching, our philosophy. Rather, being is for others, from others, with others. It is for itself, given that it is also truly from and for. That, I think, is the fundamental teaching of the Trinity. Absolute being, the only being that needs to exist, the being which always was, always will be, from which we come by gift, by grace, by love, is always for, with, from. And I wouldn't say it's not for itself, but rather being for both itself and others is the nature of the Trinity. I feel fairly confident that all over the world at some point one of the priests, deacons, or whoever does the preaching in a particular Catholic service will say, it's a great mystery. That's inevitable. Someone will be saying that quite often. But mystery doesn't mean something unintelligible. It means rather something which is a gift to us, a revelation. And certainly the Trinity is beyond our intellect and understanding. We couldn't work it out for ourselves. And we can't really know what the Trinity is until we see God. And if we never see God, we will never understand fully what being is. Not just what God is, but even what we are. To lose sight of God, to not receive that vision of God, is to be, in a way, unaware of ourselves forever. St. Augustine put it, I am a grand, great mystery to myself. A great mystery to myself. And he also says, God is more intimate than my own most intimate being. That works better in Latin. It's hard to translate intimior, intimo meo. No, the Trinity says that we are for each other and from each other because God is for God and God is from God. And God is with God. That's the key. And it's a key because the Trinity means that the Father has always been the Father of the Son. He has always given his entire self to be another self. And the Son is always a self who received his entire self from another self. And they're always with each other. And their being with each other is so perfect that it is in fact a third person, that which we call the Holy Spirit. For from with. And it's true of all three of them. It's not that the Son is for the Father and the Father isn't for the Son. They are for each other. And the Spirit is for them both, and the Son and the Father rejoice in that Spirit which unites them, and therefore they are for the Spirit. All sounds a bit weird, but it's not like we don't have many, many echoes, images of that in our life. Who are we for? Where do we come from? Who do we come from? That's very human. We human beings don't give birth to ourselves. We are always born of a woman, as Paul stresses to explain the humanity of Christ. He is born of a woman. That's what it is to be human. And therefore we are from our parents in different ways. We are from the world that we're born into. We're from the society we were brought up in, which teaches our language and the way we speak, and also shapes our way we understand the small part of this vast, complex human world. We all have to see it from a perspective, a particular place. As the words of the narrator, the great Gatsby, who says, there's nothing worse than the all-round man. He says, life, after all, is best viewed from one window. Best viewed, but of course, also it's true that really, we don't have much choice. We always see the world from one place. Now, we're not perfectly for each other or from each other. We don't take everything that all the rest of humanity has to give us. We're too small. We're unequal. We are not vast enough to receive the great mystery and complexity of humanity itself. Nor are we good at giving ourselves entirely. Nor, in fact, do we really know how to give ourselves entirely. We're not always with each other. We're always in many ways separate. We need to communicate through symbols, through signs, like language itself, or the way we dress or act or give to each other what we are. It's very, very limited. In the Eucharist, though, we can at least feel that we are sharing in that one body of Christ, and that, let's say it mystically, there's no other word, mystically, we are being for each other, from each other, with each other, in each other, of each other. Any of these words you care to think of that can join us, that make us one. It's most perfect when we receive the body and blood of Christ in this world. Even though we only know this through faith and hope and love. That's why this Feast of the Trinity isn't the awkward piece of theology we want to get through as quickly as possible, because it's too difficult and it's too complex, or it just seems too strange. The mystery of the Trinity is the mystery of our lives. It tells us that we too are part of a mystery. We must receive the truth that we are from God, and that will always be limited where we live in this world until we die and rise again. And then by God's grace, we pray by God's grace, we enter into the presence. Then we will see fully who we are. We are for ourselves, but we are for ourselves as a self which is for others. Being for ourselves is being for others. Which is why the Trinity doesn't mean to say that we have no freedom. Far from it. Christ allowed himself to be crucified, he allowed himself to be given to this world. But allowing himself to be given for the world, he was both choosing for himself and for the Father. God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world. Those who refuse to believe in the name of God's only Son, which is refusing to believe in the greatest of all gifts, in what we are. It's refusing to be what we must be, wherever to be happy. Perfectly from each other, perfectly from God, perfectly for each other, perfectly for God, perfectly with each other, perfectly with God. As it's summed up very simply, this is always through Christ, as he says at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, I am with you always until the end of days.